we want to start the show with the Toronto Raptors this week, as it was a fun run through the first round of the playoffs, and you had the normal question marks that the Raptors bring about at this time of year. They lost game one, they got blown out in game three, and everybody was ready to call out the dogs on Dwayne Casey and the boys, and they turned it around for games 4, 5, and 6 and beat the Bucks and are off to Cleveland for game one on Monday. Let's just start your initial thoughts on how the series played out. We'll start with you, Gare.
Well, I hope that there have been some question marks attached to Dwayne Casey. I hope those question marks have been dispensed with. I thought it was, pretty amazing, the roster juggling in game six. I didn't see that coming. I always hope that there be a way to get Norman Powell in the lineup a little bit more. Not that I ever saw him being the difference maker. But, this notion that Dwayne Casey is just a guy who says, play D harder, and just boils it down to basics like that. I hope he shed that. And I think at least with that win in game six, I think it goes a little way to doing that.
Yeah, I think with game six, I think you have to credit the Raptors a little bit. The meltdown was an ugly sight, and I'll never forget that camera shot of Tucker yelling at Norm Powell and Powell just looking completely demoralized, and they were panicking completely. But DeMar stepped in and they did avert disaster. And you kind of hope that surviving that is a teachable experience and something maybe to help them gel. I know they've been through this before, but maybe it doesn't hurt going into the next round to have an experience like that and go through it together.
Yeah, and, I think that game six, automatically people are trying to make drastic assumptions at what it meant, the meltdown or the almost meltdown, which they eventually pulled themselves out of. To be honest, I think they just kind of got complacent. They were up 25 and they thought that they were home and cooled out. And clearly they weren't just yet. And they had to fight just to win that game. But I don't think in the grand scheme, really anything that happened against Milwaukee means whether or not they'll be more or less likely to beat the Cavs. I mean, when you listen to them talk, when you listen to Lowry talk, DeRozan, even Casey, each game has its own story and each game brings its own difficulty, its own matchup that drives out of the game story, whatever you want to call it. Everything is singular to them and they take it, as cliche as it is, one game at a time. So whatever happened in game six against Milwaukee, not necessarily going to apply in game one against Cleveland, at least in my eyes.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's chalk and cheese, right?
Yeah. Like
it couldn't be more different. The one thing I'll say about, before going on to the Cavs, I think that we'll look back on that game six against Milwaukee, like in a couple years' time and say, that was a pretty amazing game because like in a couple of years' time, Milwaukee's going to be like at the top of the, they're going to be, a first or second or third team at worst in the Eastern Conference. They're a power just a couple of years off. And, that's probably, you talk about a teachable lesson. That was probably a teachable lesson for the Bucks as much as anything.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And I think the big thing to come out of this series, the game three collapse or the game three no show, maybe that's the better way to put it, where they just got blown out of the arena. And DeMar DeRozan, you look at his numbers from that night, did not have a field goal. And like you're saying to yourself, wow, this guy's our superstar. And he just did not show up on either end of the floor, offensively, defensively. DeMar might as well have not been playing in game three. And you know what? As much as Norm Powell changed the series, DeMar kind of did as well because he had over 30 in game four, was efficient, scored 18 in game five. And then in game six, who put the Raptors offense on his back once again? It was DeMar, 32 points, had the dunk to close it out. I think as much as anything, something to be positive about is maybe there's an inkling here that DeMar has maybe figured out playoff basketball a little bit, and he's still going to go through his slumps because if his shot isn't there, yeah, he's going to have some trouble. But I think DeMar, more than ever, has a good feel for what can make him successful in the playoffs, more so than he did even as early as last year.
I don't recall a major player, an all-star, a guy with multiple rings who's had such a wide variation in production in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, it is night and day with DeRozan. And I don't see anyone else not getting a field goal, like playing, short of being carried off. They had to carry Willis Reed onto the court and he gets a field goal, right? And sets the tone for a game. But it's really sort of strange that, there should be a baseline. And for DeMar, it's really the ground floor.
Yeah.
And I don't remember anyone else quite like that.
Yeah, and I think with the positive there is that DeMar did eventually find his shooting stroke.